The instant he caught his breath, Remo immediately sensed a presence. Remo went very still and let the sounds of the presence come to him. He tried to resolve the darkness in the area where the thing hovered. It was impossible. There was nothing to work with. So Remo closed his eyes. The overall impression was of an upright being, a biped. But its heartbeat was greater than that of a man, and its breathing was that of a brute. Remo reacted as he was trained to. He went for the sound. The thing, amazingly, retreated faster than Remo's thrust. Remo came out of the water and moved in on it. He employed a simple but effective blow to the thing's carotid artery, a lateral slice with his hand. The head fell into his hands, and Remo snared it. He discovered he had grabbed it by a thick, short horn. In his mind's eye, he visualized a bull's head, but the thing was a biped. He decided to leave the corpse alone. Filling his lungs to full capacity, Remo returned to the pool and swam north against the current this time. It was a long swim, and he began to tire. His oxygen held out, but he had been swimming half the night. The first tendrils of fatigue insinuated themselves in his muscles. More than a mile along, the tunnel began to curve. Remo used his hands to guide him. A fragment of loose, current-borne volcanic rock bounced off his shoulder. Instantly, all his senses went to full alert. Another tumble passed. While he was wondering what could have disturbed solid rock without disturbing the water or setting off warning vibrations, Remo swam smack into a blank wall. He had maybe 5 minutes of good air left. Quickly, he began feeling along the rock. Then, there was a small hole, the size of a quarter, in the end of the tunnel. Otherwise, it was a dead end. Remo thought fast. Maybe there was a branch trail. As soon as the thought came, he realized eddies in the current would have indicated a side tunnel. There was no side tunnel. He had struck another dead end, two dead ends, and Shun had told him to follow the cave to its southern exit.
I must have missed it, smartass that I am. I must have gone right past it. But where and when? What could I have missed? How could I have missed it? It's impossible unless Shun faked me out.
3 minutes of oxygen burning in his lungs, Remo began to consider the possibility that Shun had lied to him.
Can't be. He wouldn't do that. He said to meet at the exit. There has to be an exit.
Remo visualized Chun pointing southward, and he was facing north. The other tunnel had pointed south. Then a thought struck him.
I'm on Crete. That thing with a bull's head was the Minotaur. I'm on Crete. This is the labyrinth.
He recalled how Theseus used his wiles to find his way out of the Minotaur's labyrinth.
Damn! I should have realized it. But even a thread won't save me now. Goodbye, little father. I hope wherever I'm going, I'll meet my mother.
As if on command, his memory repeated the legend of Theseus. With only simple thread, Theseus retraced his way out of the labyrinth of the Minotaur and found salvation.
That's it! That's what I missed!
Furiously, Remo attacked the quarter-sized hole at the end of the tunnel. The volcanic rock turned to powder under the hydraulic force of his compressing fingers. The water became gritty to the touch. When Remo broke through, he shot ahead like an arrow against the current. He was down to 90 seconds of usable air. If he was wrong, it would all be over soon. 1 minute of oxygen remained. He began counting the seconds as he reached out to use the jagged roof to pull him along.
A few more yards. If I'm right, it's just a few more yards.
He was out of oxygen when his questing fingers lost all purchase. He shot upward and felt the blood rush from his head and brain. Everything started to go dark.
It's funny. How can it be getting any darker?